Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Meseches Kedushin, Daf Samach Tes. The Mishnah brings down the machloikis between Rabbi Tarfoin and Rabbi Eliezer regarding whether there is a way for a mamzer to matahir his children that they shouldn't be mamzerim by marrying a shifcha. Reb Tarfon holds Yichoil Mamzerim Li Toher, that there's a way for him to marry the Shivcha. The child will not be a Mamzer, will not be Nisyachas after the father, the child will be Nisyachas after the mother, with the Pasek Ho'isha V'Lodeho T'Yaladineho, like the Gemara brings down, and therefore the child is just a regular Eved, and if you Meshachrer, free that child, then the child will be Toher and won't have any Mamzeris. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with this, and he says that Hareze Eved Mamzer, the child from this union is going to have all of the chesroinos of both sides of the parentage. So from the mitzvah, the mother, he'll be an eved, the mother was a shifcha. So the father was a mamzer, the child will be a mamzer as well, and will be an eved mamzer, and he would not matahir the child. The Gemara explains that fundamentally, we have the pasuk of Ho'isha v'ladeho t'yaladineho, which says that, but you have a shifcha, so the child is nisyachas after the shifcha, and be'etzem, according to that, the child would just be an eved, and not be a mamzer at all. However, we have the pasuk of loy by the mamzer, lo yovoy loy, which is a special pasuk, and tells us that haloich achar pesuloy. So therefore, this pasuk is mechadesh, that even if just one parent was a mamzer, even just a father, and you have a shifcha mother on the other side, we still are haloich achar pesuloy, and therefore the child is going to be an eved mamzer, which is the source of Rabbi Eliezer. However, Reb Tarfon, otherwise known as the Rabbonon in the Gemara, so they hold that Vlad b'mei shifcha k'nainis k'vlad b'mei b'heima dami. In other words, that as Rashi explains, is to mean Vlad inside the womb of the shifcha k'nainis is like inside the womb of a behema. So Rashi she'ein misyaches achari oviv klal. There's no yichas whatsoever to the father, and consequently, this pasuk and this concept to ishvi l'adreho and the concept of Vlad b'mei shifcha is like b'mei behema totally obliterates any yachas to the father, and even though the father's a mamzer, still Reb Tarfon held that the child will not be nisyachas and will not be a mamzer, and will be toher, despite the existence of this pasuk of loy, of loyovoy loy. Reb Tarfon does concede, and everyone agrees, to a case where the other parent was not a shifcha. Let's say there's a case of Yisrael shenos mamzeres, a regular case, the father was a Yisrael, the mother was a mamzeres. So over there, everyone agrees that even though normally we would apply the rule of mishpachos on the base of oisam, that yichus goes both to the father, and therefore the choyer, we should have said that the child is not a mamzer like the mother was mamzeres, but goes both to the father and the child would be kosher. But then everyone agrees the pasuk of loy, lo yovoy loy, but the mamzer is coming to tell you haloichacha pesuloy, and therefore the child will be a mamzer, even though it was just the mother, not the father, who was the parent, who was a mamzer by Yisrael, shenosa mamzeres. That's the sugya in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Adam Miluim in Siman Dalet says a big chiddush on this in his understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the child of parent, father's a mamzer, mother's a shifcha, the child is an eved mamzer. So Adam Blum says, geveintlich, he says, the normal understanding, the normal assumption would have been that since the child is an eved, kedushin is not toifsen on him. The kedushin is not toifsen on eved, kedushin is not toifsen on a shifcha, and over here, the child is a eved, like the mother with a shifcha, kedushin would not be toifis, which is normally the rule. However, the Adam Blum claims that in this particular case, according to Eliezer, where the child is an eved mamzer, which means, Zotam Adam Blum, his nesiachis, both after the father and after the mother. And why is that, according to Rabbi Eliezer? Because of the special chidush hakro of loyovoy loy, haloich hachapasuloy, which tells you, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that even though the child's mother was a shifcha and his nisyachas alt eved, boser his mother, afa pikein, we still say he's also nisyachas after the father, because of loyovoy loy, and he's a mamzer like the father was a mamzer. As Kumtoi says, the Adam Miluim, that although normally we say that a child of a shifcha is just a regular eved, and there's no kedushin toifsim regardless of who the father was. That's if he was a kosher. But over here, the father was a mamzer, and there's a special chiddush akra that kicks in that tells us that the child's nesiachas boss of the aved. Well, kum tochoi, that the child is not a 100% eved, and to such that we should say the kedushin is not toifsim. Dreyfus. Meaning that the Anilum suggests that the child would be a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Choyrin because he's a Yachas after both parents. Mitzah the father, he's a Ben Choyrin Mamzer. Mitzah the mother, he's an Eved, like his mother with a Shifcha. Kum to Choyrin, the child is half-half. Or maybe instead of using a half-half, the Anilum says, maybe we just give him both labels and say that he's like a mix of a Yisrael slash Eved. Well, being that as a may, says Namnulum, he has both shemois, and therefore he's considered to be Yisroel Mamzer, at the same time he's considered to be an Eved, and therefore condition will be Toyface on him. So the Namnulum is Mechadish, in other words, that although the Gemara only says that the Yachas to the father is Negeya to the Pasos of Mamzer, and that's all you see in the Gemara, the Namnulum is Mechadish that it's a package deal, and once it's Yachas, but to the father who's the Yisroel Mamzer, so the same way the child's a Mamzer, he's also Yisroel, and not Legami and Eved, and consequently, condition will be at least partly toyfeis boy mitzad the sad yisraelus that this child has. That's down to Mumas Chiddush. Rabbi Aaron Kotler in the Mishnah of Aaron Yevamos strongly disagrees with this Avnei Milub. Rabbi Aaron insists that Avada, the only area in which the child will be considered to be a connection with the father, would only be with regard to getting the specific soul of Mamzeris. But he says to say as a holistic thing that the child, once he becomes Nisyachas after the father from Mamzeris, he's totally considered to be like a Himshach of the father to the point that he's no longer an Eved Gomor altogether, and now he's a Tzad Yisrael Gomor as well, and therefore perhaps Tzad Yisrael as well, and therefore because in Tevsin, and Baron totally rejects this understanding. He says that's not the Pshat and the Sugya. In order to analyze this Sugya, Reb Aaron, in the Mishnah of Baron, sets up a basic Hakira in understanding how it works when you have a parent who's a Apostle, and the child is Noilat from the parent, and therefore the Paslos goes on the child as well. What the Pshat in that, clears Reb Aaron in the Mishnah of Baron. There's really two ways to understand it, he says. It could be that the reason is, the gather is, that it's a psul machmas the fact that the child is a hemshech of the family lineage, of the child is a hemshech of the yichus. And since the psul is a din and yichus, and the child is the siachas after the father, so therefore the child as a continuity of the family yichus is considered to take on those labels that the family has, that the parent has, machmas them, that the child is mamshech the yichus of the mishpocha. That's one way to learn. Or it could be, says Rabban, that may mean the gather of a psul of the parent going to the child has nothing in fact to do with Yuchos at all. It's mitzad the fact that we were created, it was bom mikoy choy. That's a Baron's lashon. Bom mikoy choy. If the parent had a certain label, a certain din, and the parent went into the creation of the child, he produced, he went into the production of that child, so machmas them, that the child was produced, mikoyach the parent, that itself gives the child a certain label of a paslos, the label of the paslos that the parent had. According to that side, it would not be a din in lineage in Yuchos, and we had that in the fact that the mishpocha is being nimshach and continue through this child, rather simple upshatover idea, since the parent had a certain label, a certain paslus, and he produced the parent had that label and produced the child, so mele the child also, it was bomi koichoy of the parent, will have that label as well. That's the chakira of a baron. The baron tain is, the be'emes, we need to use the chakira in order to miyashev what would seem to be a great steerus hasugis, which he sets up, which the baron's mechadish, there's a big steerus hasugis, bavli ushalmi, in this Indian over here, benegeya to a parent carrying over and giving that paslus to his own child. And now a sugya in Masechta Kedushin, in the Bavli over here, it's mavur, according to Reb Tarfon, who we paskin like, and the Gemara calls him the Rabbonon, that the mamzer could be matayer by living with a shifcha, and the child is only nesiachas boss of the shifcha, and not nesiachas boss of the father, so that for the din mamzer that's on the father does not go to the child. The fact of Aaron Kotler, a mer de gezacht, is a stir gedoyle, he says, and Yushalmi in Yevomis, that's what he says. Yushalmi in Yevomis discusses an interessant tzir, where you have a Eved Knaini, who's an Amoini, who lives with a Shifcha Knainis, who's a Mitzris, then they have a child, or they have children. Eved, the father was an Eved Amoini, and the mother was a Shifcha Mitzris. And the Gemara goes through it, the children eventually get freed, v'chol v'chol, the details are not negeya, but a koponet mavur in the Sugya in Yushalmi, that both paslosin, the maximum paslosin, machmas, both sides of the parentage are going to go into the child, which means basically, if the child would be a Zohar, then he's going to get the maximum paslos, which would be machmas, the father, who's an Amoini, and the child would be a din of an amoini, which is pasos afilo as sora doyes. If the child is a daughter, on the other hand, so then amoini would not pasel because the amoini v'le amoinis. So then he would get the maximum paslos machmas the mother and be considered to be a mitzri. A component fact of iron that lechayer is a big stira. Why is it that over there is also talking the mother with a shivcha and after pikein it said mavur befeirus in the yishalmi over there that the child gets the paslos machmas the father of the amoini, the paslos amoini that the father had, and whereas in our sugya in the Bible it's Gvul Maskona, we hold like Rav Tarfon, like the Rabbonin over here, and we hold that if the mother was a Shifcha and the father's a Mamzer, so the Psalm Mamzer does not go down to the child. Why is it that the Psalm Moini does go to the child, even the mother was a Shifcha, and the Psalm of Mamzer does not go down to the child, even where the child was a, where the father was a Mamzer. So, with the mother was a Shifcha. So Rabbi Aaron says on this that the Yesoidi is the Gechilik between the passasin of Amoini, which does go down to the child in this case, the passas of Mamzer, which does not go down, is that Amoini, Zokter, those passasin which have these labels, Amoini, Mitzri, Vachul, Vachul, so those labels, Zokter, those are not dinim in Yichus, and the Yesoid of why a parent who has a child and the parent was an Amoini and the child gets the same label, as you said, that is not because the child has yachas after the father, even if there be no shum yachas after the father at all. The mother, the shifchach nainis of Baron, and over here the father was an Eved, and the maisa, there's no yachas. Eved ain't no yachas, and the mother was a shifchach nainis. And afal pikein, Zotem Baron, it has nothing to do with yachas, the pasos of Amoini and the Evchulu. Rather, it's just the bomi koichoi, the etzem fact that the father had a certain psul and he created the kid, that gives that psul level of psul on the kid, regardless of shum dine yichus whatsoever. You don't need any yichus for the label to go over, and that's why in the Yushalmi, they're going to go machmas the mother, machmas the father, whatever labels they have, the children will get without it looking upon the question of yichus at all. It's only in the Bavli Zot that we're talking about Mamzerim, and Baron notes, and the emissary, there's a Masas Moshe over here, a Moshe Chavroini, who also speaks about this Indian, that they both write that it really seems to be mavur in this sugya that Mamzerus be a soidoy as neveh from the fact that yes yachus after the parentage and after the mishpocha. And really, Moshe Chavroini points out, it seems to be the whole sugya is really mavur this way. He points out that mamzerus is not a din in the face, stamazoi, that you were created by a mamzer, but the fact that you're being mamshich, the yachas of the mishpocha, and therefore the yachas, that shem of mamzer will go on the child as well, who's mamshich, this yachas mishpocha. Moshe Chavroni says, we look at the Gemara here we mentioned before, Yisroel Shanotha Mamzeris. The Gemara says, I would have thought, lemishpechoisam leveis avoisam ksiv, which means that yuchus goes after the av, beis ha'av. And therefore I would have thought the child's not a mamzer, because the mother was a mamzer, and yuchus goes by the father. Kamash Malon, the pasuk of loy, that you do passel based on the mother. But what was the havamin of the Chavroini? Mishpechois and based on vonism and then in yichus, maybe, and echanami, the child doesn't gansen his yachas to the father, and afa pikein, he's bomi koichoi of the mother, created by the mother, mother is a mamzer, so mamzerus will go on to the child as well, even if the yichus is totally to the father. Maybe still the child will be a mamzer, not al yichus, but the fact that the mother created him. That in the fears, Dr. Chavroini, that you see from this sugya that mamzerus is a din in the fact that in a siyachas to a mishpocha of mamzerim. Stam being created by a mamzer won't give you that shem. Rabbi Aaron points out a similar thing, similar, based upon the lashon of Rashi we quoted before. The Gemara is masik in Reb Tarfin, Vlad b'meyeh shifcha, kivlad b'meyeh behema, and therefore a shifcha chnainus which produces a child. Even the father was a mamzer, afal pikein, the child won't be a mamzer, because the vlad is kibbe behema. So to Rashi, she'ein misyaches achar oviv klal, the yuchus is not misyaches after the father at all, if it's a child of a shivcha, if the mother was a shivcha, and therefore, if the yuchus is not misyaches to the father, apparently it seems that the poem, some mamzerus of the father can't be nimshach. So you're seeing that mamzerus is a din in the fact that the yuchus is being nimshach from the father to the child, and that's how the child gets this shem mamzer that the father had. So that's why Baron Tain is Nafke and our sugya, since Mamzer is a din in Yichus, where the mother with a shifcha and there's no Yichus to the father, that's where the din Mamzerus from the father won't go on to the child. It's different from the din Amoini of the father does go to the child in the Yushalmi, because Amoini goes on to the child without needing the child to be a Mamshech of the Yichus of the father. Stam that the child was Bombi Koichoi, created by the father who was Amoini, gives the child a din Amoini as well. Zokter Baron, Lagabi the din of the Avna Maluim, that in our so you that if the mother was a shifcha and the father was a mamzer, so the fi Rabbi Eliezer's shita, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the child does get the din mamzerus that the father had. So the Milun says, Abazoi, he must be a potli like the father. He must be a potli Yisrael Gomer like the father, and Meila will be a kedushin teifsin as well. So the Baron avadinat. So the Baron, if you want to go la halacha and speak about the Ushalmi's case that we hold even la halacha that the father was an amoini and the child was an amoini even with the mother with a shifcha, then it's Torah is not to talk about Adam Lumas Asa Soit Chakir, because over there, Zokter, the child being an Amoini has nothing to do with a Yichus, meaning this Yachas to the father. It's Tamazoi, he was born Mikoichoi, created by the father. Therefore, he's an Amoini, created from the father, getting the father's label of Passos of Amoini. There's no Yichus to the father necessarily altogether, and consequently, no reason to say that he's a Yisroel, Mamish, like the father, and Kedushin will be Toifis. But Zokter Baron, even if you're going to go in the case of the Sugi over here at hand, and which the case of Mamzer, and we grant a paskin lahalocha like Rabbi Tarfoin, and the Mamzerus of the father won't even go to the child, or the mother of the Shivcha, because Mamzerus isn't in Yichus. But Alpha Pekin, Zotar Tarfoin, granted that the Anamilum is going in Rabbi Yezer, and we apparently have a special Chiddush HaKro, that even Mamzerus isn't in Yichus, there still is that the child has his Yachas to the father, Lagavin Mamzerus, and against Hashem Mamzer, Chotch the mother of the Shivcha. Alpha Pekin, Zotar Baron, that's a Bazundar Chiddush in the Yachas of Mamzerus, and it does not mean you carry along, does not carry along with all that baggage, that now the child is not just the Mamzerus to the father, but also the child is the Yachas Mamish to the father, and it's considered the Yuchas Gomer to the father, but to the point that the father was the Yisroel Mamish to the child, is partly Yisroel Mamish, that's a Vada Nish. It does not work that way. Vlad B'meir Shivcha is Kameh Behemoth. It says even Eliezer will concede that to the point that there's no Tzad Yisroel Mamish to the child, and no condition Toysen on the child. It's a Bazundar Chiddush HaKro, and the Yachas Mamzerus, that's going to be a Bazundar Din, a special Din, that separately, independently, the Din Mamzer from the father will carry to the child. The child in this Yachas to the father, Lagabi being a mamzer, but not Lagabi anything else, he's not partly Yisrael, and condition won't be Toifus. The Gemara asked the question in Reb Tarfin. The Tarfin says that the mamzer marries the Shivcha, and the child is Torah. The child is an Eved. For the Gemara, how does a mamzer marry a Shivcha? So there's two tzadim in the Gemara. Or the Taka is Mutter. Reb Tarfin is saying that it's Mutter for a mamzer to marry a Shivcha. That's Taka Mutter. Or you could learn, says the Gemara, it's Taka not Mutter, but there's a way to do it, as you have in the story of the Ushbezichni, the Reb Simloi, and the solution is for the mamzer to be goinev, to steal, and then he's going to be sold, nimka, as an eved ivri, and the eved ivri is mutter b'shivcha k'nainis when he's nimka b'gnevosai. So that's the solution which would be mutter for him to marry a shivcha if he would steal and get sold as an eved. Rashi already asked the kasha there, what kind of solution is that? You have the Ushbezichni, the Simloi, you're giving an eitz over there, but the solution would be to tell him to steal. L'chor is vaita also, because you're not allowed to steal, so you can't give a solution which involves the destiny to do an iser. The Rashi gets around the problem by saying that Enechanami, that's a tiny, the Gemara could have asked it. Other, it says Rashi, any other way, so the way around the problem, so the Gemara didn't get into it, the way around the problem is to going like Rabbi Eliezer Shita earlier in the first Berakah Kedushin, that he holds that a Moicher Atzmoy is also, the Rabbi is Moisle Shifachnainis, he gets the Mutter Shifachnainis, and therefore we could have said we're going in Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Rabbi Moisle Shifachnainis, and therefore consequently, Moicher Atzmoy, and therefore the stealing is just, that's the example that everyone holds, that the Nimka B'Gnevosai is Mutter B'Shifachnainis, but we could have gotten around that because you're not allowed to steal, so we could suggest that we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, that a Moicher Atzmoy, the sell yourself and Eved, is Mutter B'Shifachnainis. There are other Mahalchim over here in the Rishonim, and rather the Ritvo over here has a different territory. He refers back to a Chiddush that he said in the first Perek. We explained in the first Perek that even though we paskin that Moicher Atzmoy, the Rabbi is not Moicher B'Shifachnainis, the Ritvo learns Pshat in there that it just means that the Rabbi doesn't have a right to insist that the Eved live with the Shifach Nainis and produce Vlodim. But Eved is be'etzem mutter in the Shifach Nainis l'kuli almo, according to the Ritvo, even by a Moicher Atzmoy. The whole Dion and Machloikas in the Gemara is regarding whether the Rabbi has, the Master has a right to insist on his living with the Shifach Nainis. And Meila is very good, Dr. Ritvo, similar to Rashi. It says in the Gemara you could steal, but that's just a Loshin. The Ritvo says a chaplain to the Loshin that's Mufurish, that's clear in the Pasuk that a Nimka B'Gnevosoi is Mutter B'Shifach Nainis. But the Mayim, so we really were alluding to a Mutter Dikoway, which would be to sell yourself, Moicher Atzmoy, and even Mutter B'Shifach Nainis, according to the Dvo'ol, the Kol Yalma. What's particularly striking is the Deis and two other Rishonim that give solutions to Miyasha the Gemara Kepshutoi, that he's saying to go steal. Ay, L'mayis, it's also to steal. You can't give that Eitza. So on this, the Tois HaRosh over here says that Efsha Zokter, Sheyimtza Odom, Sheyimchoy Loi Ha'ovoin. In other words, you'll get to somebody who you mask him to be Moichel the Ovoin. You tell him, please, I want to steal from you, but you say Moichel the Ovoin. So he's masking to be Moichel the Ovoin, and then he steals. Abavi Malt, that the person evidently never gave him, never allowed him, Lehedya,
have a schus to take it, and never gave him the chayfet. He just told him, "Moichel the avera klape you." So therefore, a chos that the Hashem avera will not have, but it will be considered to be a ma'ase gneiva. Says the Tosfos Rosh, "Lagabe them, there will be chalam that a din of nimka begneivos." So you're a moyedika chiddush of the Tosfos Rosh. The person moichel the avera klape him, but it still is called a gneiva. You're stealing. Therefore, you'll be nimka begneivos. So even though what you did was a heter, the Tosfos Rid over here says a somewhat similar teretz, not identical. The Tosfos Rid does not come onto the idea of someone being moichel to him, which itself is obviously a big Chiddush, that's still called stealing, when someone's moichel. So the Tosfos Rid says differently. He says that you could learn pshat that that since you are doing stealing for the sole purpose of really, you're intending lehedi, you're definitely going to pay back. And your sole purpose is meskaven lahachshe zari, the machshe the kid. The Tosfos Rid is mechadosh amir the chiddush that that's not an iser in such a case. And since there's no iser in that case to do it, because that was your whole intent, was this positive thing, and you're paying back, and etc. So therefore, it's not an iser, but afal pikein, it's chalad in gan of regard to that, that you'll be nimkar big nevosai. These are very bechuddistic mahalchim and Tosfos Rid and Tosfos Rosh. That Teresh Shmuel, Ramotcha Rosenman points out that at the end he's Mitzayan from the Anfei Erez, or Ravon Gurvitz, who really says this point in the Anfei Erez and Nuchas Avodim, that they both say that really you see from here a big chiddush in Tosfos Rid and Tosfos Rosh, that they see a chiddush in both of them, that the din nimka begnevosai could be chal, a fillow of a person was not over on the Isur Gneva. It's not necessarily a toitzo of the Isur Gneva, but rather it's a toitzo of the Shem Maisa Gneva. Now, the fact that you did a Maisa of a Gneva, that's enough that it should trigger the din of Nimka Gnevosai, even if the Isur was not done. We do not say that it's Dafka because you were over on the Isur of Le Signoivu, Le Isur of Le Sigzo. That's why you're being Nimka Gnevosai, that triggers the din. I feel you weren't over on a Veira, Afal Pikin, the Maisa Gneva is enough to trigger the din of Nimka Gnevosai. I saw the Avne Anfei Erez over there, Ravom Gurvitz brings down the Ktsois HaChoshin in Shin Mem Ches, Sefkot and Aleph, that the Ktsois over there, Be'emes Kler the Shiloh, the more says in B'metzias Samach Aleph, a special drosha that Goyniv Amanaslam Mekat is also al tzganev. And even though Be'etzem you're 100% going to be giving it back, and the sole purpose of why you're stealing it is just to shepherd the individual to cause them a distress and a tzar. And that's the only reason you're not trying to marviach it for yourself, and you'll give it back eventually. Going to manas lemeikat to betzayer and to distress somebody, that's isegneva. The tzayis of the writes that choshed is a chiddush akroda, that's isegneva. He says that he's mesupik about whether such a person has a din of nimka b'gnevosa, because maybe the nimka b'gnevosa is only on the classic Algemeine din of Geneva, not on the special Chiddush HaKro of Geneva Nasla Meka. Chosh that it's Osir, it might not trigger the din of Nimka Begnevosoi. And it also might not be Nischayev Bo'oinsen Mamish, like that the Ganav is Chalon Yod Ganav, Yachayev Ganav is Chayev Bo'oinsen on the entity that was stolen, if it's Nenas. Could be this only won't be one of it in Ganav, Lagabi Nischayev Bo'oinsen. It's just an Isser B'Alma on the Maisa, but it won't give you the various ramifications of the din Ganav. The Tzoyis actually fears Zoyis with the Diyuk, he's Medayak from Ashidu Gombetzah Metzia, then in fact he wants to say that it is like that. That the Din Nimka B'Gnevosoi won't be Chal on someone who has just stolen for the purpose of Manaslam Mekat for a Zaytik Asibu, even though it's a Chiddush HaKroh that it's Osir, does not give you a Shem of a Gan of Gomor, and you won't become Chayiv and Oyim Sim on the object, and you won't be Nimka B'Gnevosoi, you won't have the various ramifications. So Anfei Erez points out, that's the Tzoyis kindness, he brings the Raya from Ashidu and Bob Metzia, that the Maisa Zok there, the Tzoyis is really the Tzoyis Rosh over here, Mavur Fakert. Because then Mavur, even the guy did something which wasn't even a Maisa Isser. It was just had a Shem Gnev on it, then that's all. And Afal Pikain, since you have a Shem of a Ganav, you considered a Ganav. So even though it was totally mutter for one of the various reasons the Rishonim give, will still be Chal on you all the Dine Ganav, and you will in fact be Nimkar Bignev also.
We will now begin Reza Hashem, the fourth parak, Parak Asar Yuchsin. The Mishnah begins by listing 10 groups of people who came up from Bavel together with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, which as the Gemara explains in Amud Beis, does not really mean Vade Chalolim, it means Sofik Chalolim, groups of Kehanim who were not able to produce their Shtar Yichus, Geri, V'charuri, Gerim, and as well as Avadim who are Meshuchar. The Tosfos Rosh points out that Lachar, these two are really the same, and Evan Meshuchar has the same din as a Ger, but he explains that since people consider them to be two different groups, he quotes the Gemara in Hayrius, Hakol Rotzim Achar HaGeres, V'loi Achar HaMeshuchareres. People run after a Geiris, in other words, they're willing to get married to a Geiris, but they're not willing to get married to a Meshuchareris. Mishum de Kaima Ba'orer, because there's a Klal to Avodim, Orer Kanan. So since people consider them to be two different categories, the Mishnah lists them separately, even though they have the same dinim. And the last four are Mamzerim and Nesinim. Nesinim will discuss later on in Machlokes Rishonim about them, And finally, Shtuki Vasufi, different types of Sveikas. Now, Rishonim as well as Achronim, they ask Akash over here, there seems to be one group which is missing from the Mishnah, and that is Avodim. They quote that there are Psukim and Ezra, which are Mavur, that there were Avodim who went up together with Klal Yisrael. Why are Avodim not included in the Mishnah? The Tosfos Rashi already asked this question, and he says, since the Mishnah says Asura Yuchsim, there are 10 different categories of Yichus, and since the Gemara says earlier on in this Omud, Eved Ein Lo Chayis, as Rashi explains, he's not Niseches after the father, because the Pasuk calls Avodim Am Hadoyim L'Chamor, just like a behemoth only feels a relation to the mother and not the father, so to a child of an Eved does not have any relationship to the father. This is Negeya Dina Yerusha, he doesn't get the Yerusha of his father, and Dina Kurva as well, he's not considered to be a son of his father. So since the Mishnah says Lashon of Asura Yuchsim, we're only listing people who have Yichus, and Avodim do not have Yichus. The Tosfos also asks this question, he says a little bit different. He says, we're only listing in the Mishnah types of people who have Tfisas Kedushin. Kedushin could be Chal on them, and since Avodim do not have Tfisas Kedushin, they're not included in the Mishnah. He goes on and he says that even though Nesinim also, they have a din of Avodim, Rashi over here quotes the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Ches, that David was Goyzer Avdus on Nesinim. Still, the Tosfos explains, it just means to say David was Goyzer on them, that they should be like Avodim, but they still do not have a din of Avodim Gemurim, and therefore there is Tfisas Kedushin. We'll talk about this point later on. What exactly is the din of the Nesinim? What was the Gzeirah of David? But Akapanam, the Tosfos says that they do have Tfisas Kedushin, therefore they are included in the Mishnah. Mashenk and Avodah, they do not have Tfisas Kedushin, therefore they're not included in the Mishnah. Now the Pnei Yeshua also asks his Kash on his own. He brings the Terutzim that the Rishonim bring, that Avodah do not have Yichus, and they also do not have Tfisas Kedushin. But the Pnei Yeshua also adds an additional Teretz, and he says, since the Gemara in Amud Beis says, Ha'elum Tnan, Akapanam, according to the Sheet of Rava, all the people listed in the Mishnah, Ezra took them by force up to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, this cannot include Avodim, since Avodim are under the Rishus of their Odin. He cannot take them to Eretz Yisrael against their will of their Odin. And furthermore, he cannot force the Odin to be Meshacher them, because one who is Meshacher is ever is over on an essay of Lo'ilu Mem Tavoidu. So even though there were some Avodim which went to Eretz Yisrael along with their Odinim, however, we cannot see the Lashon of Helom on Avodim. And in the Sefer Ha'aris on Meseches Kedushin from Rabbi Yashiv, he adds further, and he says that the other ones listed in the Mishnah, Ezra was Metahir Bavel as the Gemara's Mevur, like Allah Ezra mi Bavel Atchel saw Kesilas Nikia, he made sure to take all of the Psulim to Eretz Yisrael. He was afraid that if they stay in Bavel, they'll assimilate and get mingled with the rest of Klal Yisrael. This definitely will not apply by Avodim, Rabbi Yashiv says, even though surely many Avodim did go up to Eretz Yisrael together with their Adonim, but there definitely were other Adonim who stayed in Bavel, and they also refused to send their Avodim up to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, as far as Avodim are concerned, we definitely cannot say that Ezra made Bavel into a Silas Nakia. Therefore, Avodim cannot be included together with the rest of those listed in the Mishnah. Now, one of the 10 categories listed in the Mishnah are the Nesinim. And the Mishnah tells us that Geri, Charuri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Kula, Mutar, and Lovei Zebezeh. Now, the Rishonim over here all ask two important kashas. Now, the Mishnah list the Nesinim amongst this last group. However, first we have to be makdim who exactly were the Nesinim. And as we'll see, this is a major machlokes Rishonim. Rashi over here says that the Nesinim were Givonim Shemalu Bimei Yeshua, V'aminam B'Yevamis David Gozer Aleihem. The Nesinim were the Givonim. They come from one of the Shiva Umayis who were in Eretz Yisrael at the time Klal Yisrael came in. They were part of the Am HaChivi. And Rashi quotes the Gemara Yevamis Ayin Ches, which tells us that David was Gozer on them. The Gemara over there is Meirich to say why David was Gozer on them. Because of the Maisa Shehoya, David saw that they were not ready to become part of Klal Yisrael. They didn't have the Midas of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara at the bottom of Ayin Tesa Meralf tells us that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was already Gozer on them, that was only for his dar. And the Gemara continues that even though Yeshua was also Gozer on them, but that was only during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. And David came along and he made a Gzer even with Zman Sheim Beis HaMikdash Kayom. Now the Mashmois of this Rashi is that these Nesinim are only Osir Midarabon and they're not Osir Midaraisa. Now Tois in the beginning of the third parak of Ksubis, parak Elunairis, he's Meirich, and the Rishonim as well, both over there in Ksubis, as well as in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches, and most Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they bring Rayis, that the Nesinim are Osir Midaraisa. The Mishnah Makas Daf Yud Gimel Amar Alef says, Elu Hina Lukin, Amzeres V'Nesinah Li Yisrael, Kiprutia means that she's Osir Midaraisa, and Yisrael who marries a Nesinah will get Malkus. The number of others Rayis which Tois and the Rishonim bring, and the Ikur Kasha that they ask in Rashi is from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav, which says, L'maskana Rava holds that the Isser of L'Sishatin Bom, that which the Torah asked her to Yid to marry any one of the Zayin Umois, that's talking about Begeirusan, even if they had already been Megayer. Because if it's Begeyusin, while they're still Goyim, and anyways the din is that Kedushin is not Taifis, and the Lashon of the Pasuk is like Sischatin Bom, therefore the Maskana of the Gemara Yivam Estaf Ayin Vov is that the Pasuk is talking about Begeyusin, even if they're Megayir, still the din is that it's Asur Midaraisa for Yisrael to marry any one of the Shiva Umais. And if so, since the Nesinim come from the Gevinim, which are from the Amachivi, therefore there's an Isur Deraisa. The Rishayim and Yivam Estaf Ayin Ches Omerav say that Akarchuk you have to say Bidas Rashi, Rashi holds that it's Machlokes HaSugyos, and the Gemara Yivam Esayin Ches, which says David Gozer Aleim, that Gemara holds not like the Gemara Nayim Vav, which comes out L'maskana that the Isser of L'Sishchatin Bam is Begeyusan. The Gemara Nayim Ches holds it's Begeyusan. Once they're Megayir ready, then they would be Mutter to marry a Yisrael, and therefore David had to be Gozer on them, that they cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. Hakabam, this is the Shita of Rashi, that the Nesinim are only Osir Midarabanan, and Kapshutek, the Rambam holds like this as well. The Rambam Peregir Beis Ochot Tassura B, Halacha Chav Beis, he also passes that the Isser of L'Sishchatin Bam for the Zayin Umois is only while they're still going. After Geis, this Isser does not apply. Ram Lachar learned Al Derech Rashi that the Gemara Ayin Ches, which says that David was Geis on them, that Gemara must hold that the Isser of L'Sishchatin Bam is only Begeyusan, not Begeyrusan. Akapam, this is the first Shita as far as the din of the Nesinim. Now, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, this is brought in Tosfos and Ksubis, Afchav Tes Omer Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam holds, because of all the kashas of the Rishonim, which prove that the Nesinim are also Midei Reisa, they have an Isser of L'Sishchatin Bam even after Geirus. So Rabbeinu Tam explains that the Gzeir of David is not like Rashi says over there in Ksubis. Rashi says the Gzeir of David was to Aser them B'Kahal. Rabbeinu Tam explains that either way they were also Midei Reisa, the Gzeir of David was that they should be Avodim. The point of the Gzeir was Shelo Yitama Ubahem, that Klal Yisrael should not assimilate with them, and therefore he was Gozer on them Avdus, this way Klal Yisrael will remain separate from them. So this is the second sheet of the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and the third sheet, this is the way most Rishonim hold, the Rabban, the Rashba, the Ritva, in Yivam Esayin Ches, as well as in the beginning of Perikei Ulnairis, and in Esrega as well, Rishonim hold that which David was Gozer on them, it's not like Rabbeinu Tam says that it was a Gzeira of Avdus, rather it was a Gzeira of Isser Chasnus. The Rabban says that the Gemara in Yivam is not Mashma like Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara over there says that David saw that they were not royally Dovik Bahem, which is Mashma, we're talking about Chasnas and not Avdus. And therefore these Rishonim learn that which David was Gozer on them, that wasn't Isser Chasnus. And even though the Cher, they're Osir Midaraisa, since the Isser of L'Sishchatin Bam is even after Geirus. So these Rishonim are Mechadish, even though if one of the Shiva Umois are Megayer, the din is that there still is an Isser Chasnus, but that's only for they themselves, but their children who were born after the Geirus, the next generation, on them really the Torah never gave an Isser Chasnus. We don't find the Torah uses the Lashon of Ad Olam, the way the Torah says by Amin and Moyov. The Torah just says, L'Sishchatin Bam, therefore once they already were Megayir, the next generation would not be included in the Isser. So that's what the Gemara means, that David was Gozer on them, he was Gozer even for subsequent generations. So the Raya that the Rishonim brought, the places which are Mavur, that the Nesinim were Osir Midaraisa, that's talking about the Nesinim, who they themselves were Megayir. They're Osir Midaraisa even after the Geirus. That which David was Gozer, and that was for the next generations, they only have an Isser Chasnas Midarabanan. So these are the three Mahalchim. Again, we have the Shita of Rashi, and Kapshutik, this is the Shita of the Rambam as well. The Gemara which says that David was Gozer on them, that does not fit with the Gemara which says that the Isser of L'Sishchatin Bam is after Geirus. That's how the Rambam paskens the Maisa, and that's how Rashi explains all over. In different places, Rashi always says that Nesinim are Usser because of the Gzeira of David. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that there also made the Reis, L'Sishchatin Bam is even after Geirus, and the Gzeir of David just was Avdos, it was not an Isser Chasnos. And the third Mahalch, Rav Yishayim, they explain that L'Sishchatin Bam is even after Geirus, that's also an Isser Deraisa, but it's only for the generation who they themselves were Megayir, for the next generation they would not be Osir Midaraisa. On that David was Gozer, that they have an Isser Chasnos even for the next generations. Now the Rishonim here in Erzik could discuss, as far as that which the Mishnah says, Geiri, Charuri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Kulam, Matar, and Lovi, Zebezeh, they're all in the same category, they can marry within each other. And the Rishonim asked two kashas. They ask, how could it be that a ger, or a charuri, which is an Eved Meshuchar, he also has a din of a ger, or a mamzer, or a shtuki vasufi, which is a suffik mamzer, all of these people are mitzvahin in the mitzvahs, they're part of Klal Yisrael, they have to keep all of the mitzvahs, the essays, the lois essays, and why should they be mutter to marry your nesin? And there are two potential problems over here. The first problem is, what happened to the Isser of L'Sishchatin Bam and Isser Deraisa to marry someone from the Shiva Umais? And the second potential problem is, if we'll assume that Nesinim have a din of Avodim, it's also a reason why they should be ushered to Klal Yisrael. Any Yisrael should be ushered to a Nesino. There's a laugh in the Torah of Layi HaKodesh, And a bas yitzchol should not be able to marry a nisin if he has a din of an eved. That's included in the pasuk Lisiya Kedesha, which asks any bas yitzchol to marry an eved. So a ger or a mamzer or a safik mamzer who are mitzvah in these mitzvahs, what should they be mutter to the nisinim? So start with first with the second kasha. If we'll assume that nisinim have a din of an eved, so definitely according to the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which we said, Rabbeinu Tam understood that the gzeir of David was not an isur chasnus. They already asked me the raisa from the pasuk of Yisachatin bom. David was gozer on them avdus. According to Rabbeinu Tam, definitely we have to understand how to answer this question. If the nisinim have a din of avodim, why are they mutter to Klal Yisrael? However, even if you hold like the other rishonim, even if you hold like Rashi, that David was gozer on them an isur of chasnus. However, still the pashtus of the Gemara Yevamos is that David's gzeira was like a hemshech of the gzeira of Moshe and Yeshua. Moshe, the Gemara says, he was gozer on them that they should be chayt ve'etzim v'shoyev v'moyim. And the pasuk by Yeshua as well says like that, v'yitneim b'Yeshua b'yomahu chayt ve'etzim v'shoyev v'moyim. And kepshutah, the Gemara means to say that David's gzeira was like that as well, even though according to Rashi, what he was gozer was an isur chasnus, but how did he make them osur to Klal Yisrael? He asked them by making them into avodim. Once they're avodim, now they're osur. Bechasnos, they're not able to marry to Klal Yisrael because of these Yisurim of Liyye Kodesh and Laisiyye Kedesha. So according to Rashi as well, we have to know how to answer this Kasha. And according to the other Rishonim as well, the other Rishonim, as we said, they explained that the Isur Chasnos Midereis is only for the first generation. David was Gozer on the next generations, but they're also, Kepshutei the Gemara means to say, that how is he Gozer on them by making them into Avodim? Why is there no Isur for a Ger or a Mamzer or a Safik Mamzer to marry the Nesinim? If the Nesinim are usher, there should be a problem of Lagia Kodesh or Lesia Kedesha. So Taisin Ksubas Daf Choftes Omer Aleph of Nir is going with Das Rashi, but he says that even though David was Gozer on them Avdus, it doesn't mean that he Mamish made them into Avodim Mamish to the point that they'll now be usher with an Isra of Lagia Kodesh or Lesia Kedesha. Taisin over there in El Nairus, he proves this. The Nairus the Din is that Nesinim, if one is Ma'anis a Nesina, he's Mechiv Knas, and the Din is that if one is Ma'anis a Shivcha, there is no Chiv Knas. That the Gemara says clearly. So Akarach Taisus says it cannot be that an Essenim really have a din of Avodim Mamish. If so, an Essenim would not get Knas. And then Taisus over there brings a right from Amishna as well, from this Kasha that we asked. Taisus over there asks specifically from Charuri. He says the din is that an Eved who's Meshuchar is Osir to a Shivcha. He proves this from a Mishnah in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, which says that a Chati Eved, Chati Ben Chayrin, has no one that he's able to marry. The Mishnah says, Lisa Shivcha Eina Yochol, and Lisa Bas Chayrin Eina Yochol. He cannot marry a Bas Chayrin or a Shivcha. From there, clearly we see that an Eved Meshuchar is usher to a Shivcha. So Tosfos asks, how could it be that Avodim and Nesinim are mutter to intermarry, as our Mishnah says? If the Nesinim really have a din of Avodim, then it will be usher for an Eved Meshuchar to marry a Nesina. Therefore, Tosfos concludes that Akarchach Dor was not gozer on them Avdus Mamash. Now, the Ritvav here in Erzegi, he asks a similar Kasha. However, he asks, from now which the Mishnah is Mavur, that a Mamzer is mutter to a Nesina. And he says, Bishop, if you hold the sheet of Reb Tarfin, in the end of the previous parak, Reb Tarfin says, Yechol Mamzer Litoyer, a Mamzer can marry a Shivcha, and the child will have a din of an Eved. However, the Ritva says, if you hold not like Reb Tarfin, and you hold that a Mamzer is usher to a Shivcha, so how could the Mishnah over here say that a Mamzer is mutter to a Nesina? Now, it's not clear what exactly the Ritva means to say. Where do we find the sheet that argues in Reb Tarfin and says that a Mamzer is usher to a Shivcha? We find the sheet of Reb Lezer in the Mishnah who says that the child of a mamzer who marries a shivcha will have a din of an eved mamzer. We don't find any shita who says mefurish that it's also for a mamzer to marry a shivcha. But Akoparim the Ritva did understand that there is a shita who argues on Reb Tarfin, and therefore he asked, how could this Mishnah say that a mamzer is mutter to a nesina? From here we also could prove that a nesina does not really have a din of a shivcha. The Rabban and the Rashba and Arsig as well, they also ask a similar kasha, and they say the Bishnah, if you hold the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, they quote Rabbeinu Tam who says, what is the pshat in Reb Tarfin? Why is a mamzer mutter to a shivcha? Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Rishonim at the end of the previous parak. He explains the reason why a mamzer is mutter to a shivcha, even though a mamzer is mitzvah in all of the mitzvahs. Why doesn't he have this isra of layyeh kodesh? Just like a mamzer is also to marry a guy, he's included in the lav of leisachatim bom. So why doesn't he also have this lav of layyeh kodesh? And Rabbeinu Tam explains that since the Torah used the lashon of layyeh kodesh, it's mashma, it's not like a regular isra chasnus. The Torah should have said, L'yikach Shivcha. For now, which the Torah said, L'yikach Kodesh, it's mashma that the Torah doesn't want a person to be metam himself, to defile himself. And a mamzer who's already Kodesh Mileda, from his birth already he's defiled, he's not included in this Isra of L'yikach Kodesh, therefore he's mutter to a Shivcha. However, the Rishonim say, that's only as far as a mamzer is concerned. But what about a Ger, or an Evan Meshuchar, or a Shtuki Vasufi, who's a Safik mamzer? And then we don't find that they're not included in this Isra of L'yikach Kodesh. So why should they be mutter to a Nesina If we'll assume that a Nesina has a din of a Shifcha, so again, from here they prove the Rishonim that even though David was Goizer on them Avdus, it doesn't mean, as far as the Yisurim are concerned, they're not Avodim Gmurim Le'inyan Dine Yuchsin. And Chara, these Rishonim mean, similar to that which the Ramban says in Yivam Mustaf Ayin Ches, that the Avdus that David was Goizer on them was only a Shibur for their Maisi Yadayim, meaning Klal Yisrael was able to make them work for Klal Yisrael, but did not include a Kinyan HaGuf, and therefore all Yisurim, as far as Dine Yisurim are concerned, that they should now have an Isra of La Yeh Kadesh or La Yisriya Kadesha, that would only be if they're Kanye with a Kinyan HaGuf, and since David was not Gezer that, he only gave them a Din Avadim for their Maisi Yadayim, therefore Klal Yisrael would not be Usur to them the way Klal Yisrael are Usur to Avadim. HaKabam, this is all as far as the Kasha that the Rishonim asked, that why aren't Nesinim Usur since they're Avadim? However, there still remains the other Kasha, that which the Rishonim asked, that Nesinim are from the Shiva Umois, and they're Usur to Klal Yisrael with an Isra of La Yisrachatim Bom. That Isser should also include Geri, V'charuri, Mamzeri, Shtuki, V'asufi. Since they're mitzvah in all the mitzvahs, they should also be mitzvah in this mitzvah as well. Now this kasha, we have to point out, would not be difficult according to the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, which we mentioned. They hold that the Gemara, which says that David was Goizer on them, that Gemara holds that the Isser of Leis Hischatenbom is only B'geyusom and not B'geyruson. So when the Mishnah lists Geri, Charuri, Mamzeri, Shtuki, V'asufi, that they're mutter to in the Sina, that obviously means a Nesina who had Geirus, so there's no Isser the rights of Leis Hischatenbom Bomb, and even though David was Goizer on them, David's Gzeir to ask them for marrying into Klal Yisrael did not include all of Klal Yisrael, those who are listed together with the Nesinim in the Mishnah, the Nesinim were not asked for marrying them. However, if you all like the other Mahalchim, like the Shit of Rabbeinu Tam held that Leis Hischatenbom does apply even after Geirus, Rabbeinu Tam learned the whole Gzeir of David was only for Avdos, or if you all like the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, that Leis Hischatenbom does include even after Geirus, but only for the first generation, so if so, the Kasha will be difficult. Kipshutei the Nesinim in the Mishnah mean even first generation Nesinim. Why should Geirim or Mamzerim or Safik Mamzerim be Mutter? Why don't they have this Isser Dereis of Leis Hischatenbom? And the Rishonim, when they ask this Kasha, they add further, if you're going to say that for some reason Geirim are not included in this Isser, and Mamzerim and Shtukin and Asufi also are not included in this Isser of Leis Hischatenbom, so that it should be Mutter for them even to marry a Goy. And that definitely is not true. It's definitely also for a Ger or a Mamzer to marry a Goy. They are included in this Pasuk of Leis Hischatenbom. If so, why should they be mutter to a Nesina, and even if it's a Nesina after Geirus, since these Rishonim hold that Leis Hischatenbom applies even after Geirus? So the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say a very important chiddush over here. This is a fundamental Yusay. They say that since the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that all those in this category, Geri, Charuri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, all of them are not Ikri Kahal. When the Torah uses the Lashon of Kahal, for example, when the Torah says that a Mamzer lo yovi b'kahal Hashem, it's mutter for a Mamzer to marry a Ger, or an Eved Meshuchar, or a Shtuki Vasufi, since they're not considered Kahal. If so, the Rishonim say, anyone who's not called Kahal, they don't have any Isser Chasnos, it's not Usser for them in any Psula Yuchsin. All Yisuri Chasnos in the Torah only refer to someone who's called a Kahal. Anyone who's not called a Kahal, the Torah was not makbid on who they marry. And the only two exceptions to this are, in other words, the only two people who the Torah is makbid on that they do not marry are Goyim and Avodim. And the Rishonim explain, what is the pshat? What is the difference? Why is the Torah not makbid on their Yichus? And the only thing that we are makbid on is that they do not marry Goyim and Avodim. So they explain because the Lashon of the Pasuk is, when the Torah talks about marrying a Goy, Ki Yosur has bin chomei acharai va'ovdu elihim acherim. The Rishonim explain the Yisayda Isser, why the Torah was makbid not to marry a Goy is because Ki Yosur, the Goyish spouse will cause the Yid to stray away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Rishonim say, even people who are not called Kahal, and the Torah was not makbid on their Yichus, like Gerim, Mamzerim, Shtuki, Vasufi, still the Torah did not want them to marry a Goy, because this reason applies, Ki Yosur has been Chomei Acharai. Now, Kashuya, these Rishonim mean to say, and this is the Mashmois of the Ramban in Yevamos, both in the Chedushim and in the Melchamas, is that the Rishonim are dividing these Pesukim where the Torah says that a Yid should not marry someone from the Shiva Umois, in Parshas Veschanon, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'lois Hischatenbom, B'tcha Leisitin Lebnoi, B'tcha Leisigach Lebincha, and the next Pasuk says, Ki Yosur Es Bincha Miacharai, V'ovdu Elihim Achirim. And the Rishonim are learning that the first Pasuk, V'lois Hischatenbom, that includes even after Geirus, as we saw the Gemara Yivam Mustaf Ayin Vav, that Pasuk would not apply to anyone who's not called Kahal. But the next Pasuk of Ki Yosur Es Bincha Miacharai, that pasuk is talking about B'geyusan before Geirus, that's where there's a chash of Ki Yosur, and that pasuk would apply even to someone who's not called Kahal, Therefore, it's also for a ger or a mamzer to marry a goy, but after gerus, it will be mutter even to marry someone from the Shiva Umayis. They don't have this iser of leis ischatin bom. And Rishayim add further that even to marry an eved or a shivcha also will be aser, for these people who are not considered a kahal. They explain because since an eved is not mitzvah in all of the mitzvahs, he's not fully acting as a yid, therefore this chash of kiyoser will also apply. Therefore, all those listed in this category of the Mishnah would be aser to an eved or a shivcha. The only exception is, according to Reb Tarfin, it's mutter for a mamzer to marry a shivcha. As Rabbeinu Tam explained, since the pasuk says lo yeh kodesh, this would be matched with a mamzer who's already kodesh, he does not have this iser to marry a shivcha. V'agapam, this is the teretz of the Rishonim. What is the pshat in the Mishnah? Why are avadim or mamzerim mutter to a nesina, even if you're like the Rishonim that a nesina, even after geirus, there still is an iser of leis ischatin bom? Still the Rishonim explained that this iser would not apply to anyone who's not considered kahal. Now, I've just mentioned one more point on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that charuri are mutter to get married to mamzerim and safik mamzerim like shtuki and asufi. And the Rishonim ask, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, that according to the sheet of Reb Tarfin in the previous Mishnah, why does the Mishnah say that mamzeri and charuri are mutter to marry each other? According to the sheet of Reb Tarfin, even avadim who have not yet been meshuchar are also mutter to marry mamzerim. As we explained earlier from Rabbeinu Tam, the pasuk of Aliyah Kodesh or Lesiyah Kedesha, that does not apply to a mamzer or a mamzeres, since they're already considered kodesh, defiled, from the moment of their leida, they're not included in this lav. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us that charuri, meaning avadim after their nishtacher, they're mutter to a mamzeres, if even before their nishtacher, they're also mutter to a mamzeres? So the Rishonim say, Einachanami, according to Reb Tarfin, the Mishnah says charuri, not for the case of mamzeres, but for the other cases, to tell us that a charuri is mutter to an asinim and shtuki and asufi. In those cases, if it was an Eved, it would not be mutter, only now that he's Nishtacher, he's mutter. V'nechnami to Mamzeres, he's mutter even before he's Nishtacher. Now, in the Shara Melech, in Perek Tezvav, Hilchos Esuri Biya, Halacha Dalid, he quotes from Metshuvas Radvaz, as well as from the Sefer Zer Avram, who are Mechadish that a Safik Mamzer is mutter to a Shivcha. Just like Reb Tarfin says in the previous Mishnah, and this is how we paskin, that a Mamzer Vadi is mutter to a Shivcha, so to a Safik Mamzer, which would be like a Shtuki and a Sufi, they're also mutter to a shivcha. This is the chiddush of these achronim, and the Shara Melech asks on them that lechur they're connected these rishonim that we just mentioned. The rishonim on Revur, that which the Mishnah says charuri, is not to tell us that a charuri is mutter to a mamzer because even an eved before cheres he's also mutter to a mamzer, but it's to tell you that an eved meshuchar is mutter to the other ones listed in the Mishnah, like an asino or a shtuki and asufi. If so, these rishonim on Revur that before cheres, when he's still an eved, he would be also to a safik mamzer, to a shtuki and asufi. This is a clear right, not like these achronim. And the Shamach leaves off with a kasha. Now continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara of there quotes the pasuk in Ezra, "Vakabtsim el hanohar haba el ahavo, v'nachna sham yomim shloishim v'avina ba'om, u'bekainim u'bnei levi lo yimatzasi sham." Ezra says that when he gathered the people together to get ready to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he looked around and he saw that there were no levim over there. And the Pesukim over there continue on and say that he sent and he tried to get the bnei levi to come. And the Gemara Yevamim Staf Pei Vav Amud Beis tells us that because of this, Ezra gave a knas to the Levim that they no longer received the Maaser Rishon, and the Maaser Rishon were given to the Kohanim and not to the Levim. The Rashi of Yadib Maschal Va'avina Ba'om, he was bothered by a kasha. Other Rishonim asked this kasha clearly, and that is that the Mishnah does say Mefurish that there were Levim amongst those who went up to Bavel with Ezra. Why is the Mishnah not a steer to the Psukim, which say clearly that Ezra looked around and he did not see the Bnei Levi? As it says, "Ubnei Levi lo yimatzasi sham." So Rashi answers that which the pasuk says, "Ubnei Levi lo yimatzasi sham." It means he did not find Levim who were roi to sing shira in the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi explains, based on the Medrash, that when Nebuchadnezzar was taking Klai Yisrael to Golos Bavel, he told them, "Shiru lanu mishir tzion." He wanted them to sing the songs that they sang in the Beis Hamikdash in front of the Avodah Zarah, and Levim refused to do so. And the pasuk says, "Eich noshir as shira Hashem al admas nechar." And the Medrash is Medayik, what does it mean, Eich Nashir? It should have said, Loi Nashir, we're not willing to sing. From now, which it says, Eich Nashir, they meant to say that it's not possible for us to sing. Shekotetu as Abahinais, they severed their thumbs, so that they will no longer be able to play their Kinayrais. And that's what it means over here, that Ezra says he did not find any Levim, meaning he did not find any Levim who were able to sing Shira, they were not able to play the Kinayrais. But surely there were Levim who did go up together with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael, as the Mishnah says. Taisus over here in Dibur Maschal Bnei Levi, he says the same as Rashi, and Taisus in Yevamastaf Pei Vavam Ebeiz, in Dibur Maschal Bnei Levi, he says like this as well, and over there he adds a little bit more, and he says that even if you hold like the man the Omar Iker Shir Bepeh, this is Machlokes in the Gemara Erechin, whether the Iker Shira is Bepeh or Bekli, and if you hold that the Iker Shira is Bepeh and not Bekli, that which they cut off their thumbs did not make them no longer roy for Shira, they could still sing Shir Bepeh, and that's the Iker Shira. So Taisa says that still, Lamaisa, there is a mitzvah to do Shira Bekli. That's what Ezra was upset about. That's what the pasuk means. He looked around and he did not see anyone who's roy for Shira Bekli. That's why he gave them the knas. This is the sheet of Rashi and Taisus in the sugya. However, other Rishonim argue on this. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Taisus, the Rosh, they ask that we see from the Pesukim in Ezra that the base of English was actually built before Ezra. It was the Maila Rishonim, the first group of Aliyah. Then afterwards, it was the Aliyah of Ezra, which was the Iker. It was called the Yisayt HaMaila. But the Rishonim say it must be that there were Levim already in Eretz Yisrael beforehand when they began bringing the Karbonos. Akarcha, there was Shira already then. There is a man who holds that the Shir is ma'ak of the carbon, and they would not have been able to bring the carbon if there was no Shira. Therefore, the Ramban and the Ritva explain that which the Mishnah says, Asar Yuchsin Olam Bavel, and Levim are listed there. These Levim are not the ones who went up with Ezra. Einechanami, by the Aliyah of Ezra, there were no Levim, as the Pesukim say. They don't know like Rashi that there were Levim, but they didn't have Behina Yisrael, there were no Levim at all. However, there were Levim in the first Maila. They sang Shira in the base of Migash already before the Aliyah of Ezra. And when the Mishnah lists Levim amongst the Asar Yuchsin, it's referring to those Levim who already went up to Eretz Yisrael before the Aliyah of Ezra. And the Chayyim Rashi did not want to learn like this. Rashi held that the Pashas of the Mishnah is that all of these 10 groups went up together with Ezra. And if Rashi had to say his pshat, that there were Levim who went up together with Ezra, however they were Ketutzei Bahinais, and that's what Ezra was upset about, that they were not Roy for Shir. The Levim who were still in Bavel and were Roy for Shir, they stayed behind and did not go up to Eretz Yisrael. Now, B'das Rashi, the Tais of the Rosh says, you have to say one of two Mahalchim. To answer the Kash of the Rishonim, how could it be that they were already being Makriv Karbonis, and the Chor Karbonis need Shir? Either you have to say the Rashi is also Maskim to the Rishonim, that the were Levim who already went up with the first Maila, and they were ready for Shir, they were not Ketutzei Bahinais. The ones who were Ketutzei Bahinais are the second group, the ones who went up with Ezra. According to this, he explains, we'll have to say a Chiddush, that when Ezra gave a Knas, since when he went up, the only ones who came along with him from the Bnei Levi were Ketutzei Bahinais. The Levim who were roi for Shira stayed behind. Akarcha, you have to say that he gave a knas to the Bnei Levi, and even though the Bnei Levi had gone up earlier, ones who were roi for Shira, but once he made a knas, he gave a knas to all of the Bnei Levi, even to the ones who went up earlier who were roi for Shira. Alternatively, the Tais Rosh continues. He says you could say that La'ilam, even the ones who went up beginning in the first mile before Ezra, they were also Ketutzei Bahinais, and they were not roi to do Shira with the Kinoiris. However, even if you hold the Iker Shir is Bekli, it's not enough to Shir Bepeh, but it doesn't have to be Dafka Kinoiris. There were other instruments that were used. That would be enough to be Machshir the carbon. It would be considered a carbon with Shira. Even though you did not have the Kinoiris, you had other instruments which did not require the use of the thumbs. Lamaisa, even though there were Levim who were singing Shira with other instruments, Lamaisa Ezra was still upset, since the Chatchil, you were supposed to use Kinoiris as well. And the Levim that came along with him were Ketutzei Bahinais. They would not be able to play the Kinoiris. The ones that did have Bahinais and would have been able to play the Kinoiris, they stayed behind. That was enough of a reason for Ezra to give them a Knas. So these are two Mahalchim that the Tais of the Rosh says, which will answer the Kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Either that the first group of Levim who went up were not Ketutzei Bahinais, they were able to sing Shir even with the Kinoiris. Or the second Mahalchim, they say, the first group of Levim also were Ketutzei Bahinais, but they were able to play other instruments. But again, as we said, the other Rishonim argue in Rashi, the Ramban and the Ritva, they say, but the Pesukim and Ezra say that the Levim did not go up together with Ezra, it means that there were no Levim at all, and the Levim which the Mishnah lists, those are Levim who went up not together with Ezra, but in the previous Aliyah. And one could take a look as well as the Taisus Yontif on our Mishnah, he's Marich over here, he asks the Kasha of Rashi, how can the Mishnah list Levim if Ezra says that there were no Levim in his group, and he brings the Rashi's answer, that there were Kaitzes Bahinis, and therefore they were not really for Shir. He asks, this would be telling the Machlokes whether Iker Shir is Bepeh or Bekli. He asks, as a Kasha on the Bartanura and the Rambam, who paskin that Iker Shir is Bepeh, if so, this would not be a Teres. Even if they were Ketutzei Bahinis, they would be Roy for Shir. And he goes on and he says that even though they're Bali Mumin, a Baal Mum does not pass a Levi for Shira. He says that's why even Rashi, who says that they were Ketutzei Bahinis, he doesn't simply say that they were Bali Mumin. Rather, he says they were not able to play the Kinoiris. But Al-Kabbanim, if you hold that the Iker Shira is Bepeh, so the fact that they're Bali Mumin would not make a difference, and the fact that they cannot play the Kinoiris also wouldn't matter. The Iker Shira anyways is the singing. So if so, the Kashi would come back. What does it mean that Ezra did not find Levim amongst his group? And he says, the Chayyim, the Teretz is simple. He says he doesn't even understand the kasha of Rashi. The Teretz L'chera is that Ezra just meant originally when he gathered the group together to get ready to go up to Eretz Yisrael, there were no Levium there. But then Lamaisa he did send, and eventually Levium did come to join the group. That's why Levium are included in the Mishnah. Now in the Sefer Ars from Rabbi Yashiv on Maseches Kedushin, he brings this kasha, that which Rashi answers the Oksutze behind his, that L'chera doesn't help if you hold like the Shitais, that the Iker Shir is Bepan, not Bekli. And he has a different Teretz to answer this kasha. And he quotes the Magen Avraham in Erechayim Simin Num Gimel Sifkot and Ches. The Lachos of there talking about who's right to be a Shliach Tzibur. And the Magen Avraham of there discusses what is the din? Is a Balmum right to be a Shliach Tzibur? And he quotes a Medrash in Tehillim which says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishtamish Bekelim Shvurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to be served with broken vessels. Which the Magen Avraham says, L'cher, this means a person whose guf is not Shalim. The physical appearance of a person is not what's important by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Magen Avraham then does bring a Zayir who says this does not actually mean someone who's a Balmum, rather it means someone who's Dake Ushval Ruach, someone who's an Anav, that's what the Medrash is referring to. However, Balmum, the Magen Avraham concludes that it would be a problem since he's coming to be Moitzi the Kahal, and Sadavish of Kedusha, we'd apply the rule Hakriveu Nol Pecha Secha, and therefore Balmum is not right to be a Shliach Tzibur. This is the Maskana of the Magen Avraham, and Rabbi Yashiv says that even if you hold not like the Shita of the Magen Avraham, and you are Machshir Shliach Tzibur, who's a Balmum, still in the base of Migdash, for one to sing Shira, so even though, as we mentioned earlier, that a Levi who's a Balmum is not possible for Shira, but the Bayashiv explains that's only a Balmum which is not Begoloi, it's Beseser, but once already he has something which is Nikar, like a Mechusar Aver, there's a limb in his body which is missing, there already we would definitely apply this rule, HaKaveyun Alopecha Secha, just like a Melech Basar Vedam would not be served by an Evan who's missing an Aver, so too it's not right to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu that way. And therefore, Yashiv explains, that's the pshat. The Ketutzei behind us were not right to sing Shira in the base of Migdosh. And even if you hold Iker Shira's Bepan Napikli, so they were able to sing, but just the fact that they were Mechusar Aver, that would make it that they're not right, that we would apply the rule, HaKaveh No Lepecha Secha, and they would not be able to sing Shira even Bepeh. This is how Yashiv answers the Kasha of the Taisis Yontif. How does Rashi help if you hold the Iker Shira's Bepan Napikli, the fact that the Ketutzei behind us, why should that make a difference? Rabbi Yashiv explains because once it's already Mechusar Aver, then already they will not be right to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we could just point out that according to this, at the time that they were Kotzitz, their Behinis, as they said, Eich Noshir Yashir Hashem Al Admas Nechar, at that time they actually were making themselves Posel, even though they definitely hoped to come back to Eretz Yisrael shortly, but by doing this they would make themselves no longer kosher to sing Shira ever again in the Beis HaMikdash. Apparently they held that it would be worthwhile not to sing Al Admas Nechar, even if by doing this it will cause them to never be able to sing Shira again in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we'll just discuss one last point. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Omer talks about the Chalolim, which as we mentioned, these were actually Sofin Chalolim, groups of Kainim who were not able to bring their Ksav Yichus. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Ezra, V'yomer ha-tirshos elohem asher lo yoichlum b'kodesh ha-kadoshim ad amoid kain l'urim v'tumim. The Gemara explains that he told them, Hari atem b'ches kaschem. Just like in the Goyle, you ate Kodshe Agvul, which means Truma, Avkan B'Kodshe Agvul, you can continue eating Truma, but they were not allowed to eat Kodshim, because from that they didn't have a Chazakah. The B'Hemshach Gemara has two Lashonis, were they allowed to eat even Truma Dereis or only Truma Derabanan? The first Lashon of the Gemara held that once they're eating Truma, they were even allowed to eat Truma Dereis. And the second Lashon held that they were only allowed to eat Truma Derabanan and not Truma Dereis. And the Gemara explains that there's a Chiddush over here, that even though once they come back to Eretz Yisrael, there is Truma Dereis around, and one would perhaps have thought that we should not allow them to eat Truma Derabanan because then they'll also come to eat Truma Dereis. And that the Gemara says, G'day L'Chazaka, once they're eating Truma Derabanan, we'll allow them to continue eating Truma Derabanan, and we won't make such a gzeira. Now from this Gemara, there's a strong kasha on the sheet of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Ilchus Truma Salocha Chavov. The Rambam over there says that Truma Bizman Azeh, Afilu B'Mokam Shech Ziku Oli Bovel. V'afilu b'mei Ezra, eino min ha-Torah el m'divrehem. That once Klal Yisrael left, they went into Golos after the first Beis HaMikdash, then Truma was no longer Dereisa, even when they came back to Eretz Yisrael with Oilei Bovel, still Truma was only m'darbonan and not m'dereisa, and he explains, she'ein l'cha Truma shal Torah el b'Eretz Yisrael, u'bizman she'yu kol Yisrael sham, she'nemer kisavayu bias kolchem. When the Torah talks about Truma, it says loshna v'kisavayu, which is mashma, Dafka bias kolchem. And the Rambam continues, that was only b'Yerusha Rishayna, u'kamay she'inam sidin lachzer b'Yerusha Shlishis, la'asid lovay, the third Yerusha also will be all of Klal Yisrael, then again Truma will be Dereisa, And the Rambam says, "Loi kishahayu biyerusha shniyo," but not like it was in the days of Ezra. Shahayu sabias miktosim was only miktos klai Yisrael. Ulfikach loy chayva oisam in haTorah. Therefore, truma was not midereisa during the days of Ezra. The Rambam over there argues on the Rambam, and the Radvaz, this is in Perek Vav Halacha Beis of Hilchos Trumas. He asks on the Rambam from Er Gemara. Er Gemara is identical to a Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chav Dalid. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, but Akapanim, it's the same Gemara, which L'chair is Mefurish, that during the days of Ezra there was Truma Deraisa. Has Ram understand Er Gemara? And the Dvaz answers, he says, according to the Rambam, we have to say, there was no Truma Deraisa Mamish. However, there was Truma, like Dagon Tirish V'Yitzar, that's what the Gemara is referring to, and that could possibly become a Truma Deraisa. They were hoping that the rest of Klaisa would join them in Eretz Yisrael. They were anticipating that would happen soon, and therefore they said that you cannot eat Truma Deraisa, meaning Dagon Tirish V'Yitzar, which could eventually become Truma Deraisa when the rest of Klaisa come into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there were only matter for these Kehanim, which were not Miyuchas, to eat something, a type of Truma, which even if the all of Klaisa would be in Eretz Yisrael, still would not be Truma Deraisa, like Trumas Peris V'Yirakos. This is how the Ram will have to learn the Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.